June 25th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. to order. I would like to hand it over to Vice Chair Fleshman for our opening prayer.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with our country as we heal and come together as one. May we work together, even if we don't agree together, that we can agree to work together. Father, I ask that you be with this meeting and the decisions that we have to make, and that you be with each of us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
Thank you. I'll hand it over to Trustee Fleshman to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Trustee?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Am I doing this right? Is that what we're doing, sir?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, I couldn't hear no one else. I didn't know if I'm saying it by myself, or I thought, okay, so I'll start again. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes from the special meeting on June 18th, 2020. Could I ask for a second, please?
Discussion, please.
Yes, go ahead.
In the minutes, it is apparent that my comment was perceived as one way, so I want to make clarification for myself, not that the minutes are done incorrectly. When speaking about option four of us putting on a township-wide levy, as I stated, the public has spoke. The role of the trustees is to options and let the people decide what they want and what they want to pay. And I was not trying to say that we need to put option four on. What I wanted to merely show the public is, had the levy passed, what it would have cost, and what it would have impact versus where we are now and the options that we have and what option we will be looking at compared to services that we may lessen or move people around. With that being said, I second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. Okay, at this time we'll move to old business and starting with resolutions. And I will hand this over to Fiscal Officer Reinhart.
Chairman Alex, could I ask that you also go back to the motion for the accepting of minutes? I noticed that June 11th, which you have received to approve, was not listed. So could we include the regular meeting of June 11th, 2020?
Yes, I'm sorry. That wasn't on the agenda that I was looking at, so apologize for the oversight. So I'll make a motion to approve the minute meeting for regular meeting June 11th, 2020. Is there a second?
I will second it. I think that was where my comments should have went towards, if I'm correct.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. And ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
All right, Fiscal Officer Reinhart, thanks for catching that, and back over to you.
Thank you, and actually it was Robin who caught it.
All right. Good job, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you. And okay, this is Resolution 2020-119. It's similar to one that we've had before. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves, whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County during the year ending December 31, 2020, and whereas these are supplemental appropriations to adjust the annual appropriations that are effective from January 1, 2020 through December 31, 2020. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, The sums presented in Exhibit A, hereto attached, B and the same, are hereby set aside and appropriated for the several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2020. And Exhibit A is supplemental appropriations number 2. The public safety, police, other is $22,000 increase. Capital outlay, other is a $9,000 increase. Other financing uses, this is to cover fines that we are experiencing from prior reports that were not submitted in prior years, $25,000. And these are appropriations that are just being moved from one account to the other. That's it for this resolution.
All right, so there's a resolution on the table. I'll move to accept it. Is there a second?
I will second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right, Fiscal Officer Reinhart, looks like we're on bills and payroll. Back to you.
Yes. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $117,143.98 and payroll ending on 6/23/2020 in the amount of $192,300.11. For a total of $309,444.09 from check number 63505 to 63610. There were no electronic payments.
Okay, there's a resolution. I'll move to accept. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Wolf Reinhart, we'll come back to you. There's some stuff on the agenda for you later, I think. At this time, I will invite Laura Esterline to join the conversation to discuss real estate. Laura, you have the floor.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to thank Trustee Horn and Mark Potts for very productive real estate meetings this past week. We went over all the properties and kind of made a strategic plan moving forward to increase some revenue into the township. I wanted to notify everyone that I have left REMAX and I've opened my own realty. It's called Heart of It All Realty. Therefore, I'm going to have to move. I have four listings. Which will need probably resolution on each one of these, from moving them from REMAX to Heart of It All Realty. It would be number 1777 Brown Road, number 2207 Hart Road, 3 1295 Marsdale, and 4 1765 Marsdale.
Okay, since this is Ari, I will ask for a resolution to do that. Is there a second?
Discussion.
Sure.
So, just so that we're clear, I was thinking that the White House was going to come up on here, and I wanted to ask the board to hold off on the White House being listed, if we can get to that. Is this on this, what we're asking for?
No.
Okay.
Not on this list.
Okay, I will second it.
Okay, there's a moved and there's a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
We need a resolution for each one of those addresses.
Okay, Laura, back to you.
Okay.
Can I interrupt just a moment, please? Chairman Alex, we'll need to have a resolution for each property.
Okay. Okay, so Laura, Sarah, could you give me the each of the four addresses so I can read off the resolution for each one?
Sure. 777 Brown Road.
Okay.
That will be 121.
121.
No, it's going to be 123.
So 123.
Oh, sorry, 123.
It's 123, gentlemen.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. So I'll move to have a resolution 123 to move 777 Brown Road per the discussion. Is there a second?
I will second.
There's a motion and a second on the table. Any discussion? Hearing none. I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah. Okay. Robin, what's the next one, 124?
Yes. So what? And then once Esterline gives you the address, then we'll sign it to 124.
Okay.
1207
Park. Okay.
Did she say 1207?
So at this time, I'll make resolution 124 for 1207 Hart Road to transfer for the discussion. Is there a second?
I will second that.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. Okay. And Robin, I'm assuming the next one's 125?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Laura, what's the next address?
1295 Marsdale.
Okay. So at this time, I'll take resolution 125 to transfer 1295 Marsdale per the previous discussion. Is there a second?
I will second.
Hearing no discussion, I will ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to make an educated guess and say we're at 126 for the next resolution.
You're on a roll, Chairman.
Okay. What's the next address, Laura?
1765 Marsdale.
Okay. At this time, I'll make resolution 126 to transfer 1755 Marsdale for the previous discussion. Is there a second?
I will second.
Hearing no discussion, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Okay, good catch there, fiscal office. Thank you for that. Okay, this time, Laura, we'll hand it back over to you.
We want to list 1661 Harrisburg, the church lot. I'd like to list that for $6,000. We've been approached by the church to purchase it.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to make resolution 127 to list 1561 Harrisburg Pike. Is there a second?
I will second.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. Hearing no discussion, I'll ask for a roll call.
All right.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to comment on that, if I may, on this piece of property. Just to give a little background, and this was a piece of property that was donated to the township. So now that, you know, this is something that we took in and et cetera, and it's made money for the taxpayers. For this piece of land that we took from the, I believe it was from, Ralph, was that from the land bank? I can't quite remember.
Yeah, that was the land bank.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think this is great. I talked to the church, the new owners of that church. They're interested in this, so I'm excited to see this go up. Okay, Laura, what else do you have?
We were going to list 714 North Hague Avenue for $25,000.
What'd she say? 27?
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to make resolution 128 to list 714 North Hague for, sorry, how much again?
25,000.
for $25,000. Is there a second?
Sir, I'll second this.
Okay, thank you. Motion and a second. Hearing no discussion, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we have?
I'd like to review 1765 Marsdale. From 9,000 to 7,500.
Okay. So I'd like to make resolution 129 to reduce the price to 1765 Marsdale for the discussion. Is there a second?
I will second that, sir.
Okay. Hearing no discussion, I will call the question and answer roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, Laura, what else do we have?
I got another one. 777 Brown. We're going to reduce it. It's 17,500. We're going to 15,000.
Okay, so this is resolution 130, I believe, to reduce the price of 777 Brown Road to 150.
From 17,500 to 15,000.
Okay, to 15,000. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that, sir.
Okay, there's a motion on the table. The second is any discussion? Hearing none, call the question.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. Okay, well.
I would like to have a. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I would like to have a brief discussion about 1207 Hart Road. We've had that property listed for quite some time and had discussions with zoning. We probably had 100 calls on it where everybody wants to build like a big barn or something that zoning won't approve. We've been approached probably 30 times by Mr. Durant, who has the property next door. And then Mr. Priest, who lived on the road for over 20 years, they keep talking about, you know, Mr. Durant getting the lot. I went to visit Mr. Durant's house, and I had a chat with him about what he would pay for the lot. Because pretty much it's not a very good buildable lot because of the size. It's a very small lot. It's hard to get everything on that lot. His grandkids are playing on it currently. And he's made an offer verbally of $2,500.
How much, what's the dimensions of that lot, do you know?
Let me pull them up real quick for you. I'll get that for you.
And what do we have that currently listed as?
At $6,500.
Okay.
I'm pulling it up, John. In the meantime, well, I guess this should work in this one. Got it here about 2 seconds. Sorry. Not a great typer.
And remind the board, what road is that on again?
Hart Road.
On Hart Road. Hart Road, okay.
Hart Road. The dimensions on the lot are 70 by 90.
That's a pretty good sized lot that someone would be able to build on it, because my property is 219 by 100. And I have a lot of lots. So I'm saying that we should potentially, I mean, it's not to say that we can't do that, but I don't think that we're in a hurry that we need to do something with it immediately.
Okay. We can wait. I mean,
it's a possibility, but I would love to see a new build of something. because that's a pretty good sized lot.
Well, I think Ralph has some background on that area. I think there was trouble getting, there was trouble with drainage or something in that area, Ralph. Do you know?
There's no infrastructure or anything on the property, and it's in, literally in the flood zone and that kind of thing. So, and initially, Mr. Duran had approached what he wanted to do, I guess, build or fence it and have like a place for his grandchildren to play and this, that, and the other. And it was all, that's also been supported by the, Mr. Priest down his neighbor across the road there, that he and the neighbors would be in support of that. So actually, they had initially offered, Mr. Grant had initially offered $2,000 for the property, and according to Allura, had been a lot of interest in the property, had been various things that don't conduce it really to the neighborhood or anything down there. That's where that stands. And I think the reason, well, probably she had so many inquiries about the property is simply the size of, really the size of the lot, it ties to a lot of people. Call and inquire and so forth. So that's pretty much a huge property where it has no infrastructure at all, things like that.
Okay, so I sounds like we're gonna maybe just hold up a little bit on this.
We're gonna wait and see what happens. We'll just hold on and keep Mr. Grant on the back burner and see if we can get it sold at $6,500. At this point, we can talk about Harrisburg Pike White House. Do you want to have an open discussion about that one?
Sure, go ahead.
So that you had mentioned waiting to list it. We talked about listing it for $2,299.
Chief Smith is not in on this call, is he? He's at another event representing the township, I believe. Is that correct, Mark?
Correct, yeah. He's at an event for first responder, police spouses.
Mr. Chairman, one of the things that we gave him a motion last meeting, if I refresh the board's memory, that looking for somewhere that we would be able to collaborate with other agencies in working with either one, the tiny homes, two, the health services, as well as Mark, help me out with the name. What is the other people that want to partner in mental health? Is that who it was?
South, what the chief said was Southeast Mental Health and Mount Carmel.
To have an opportunity to have something that we potentially could utilize the White House for. We would obtain it and own it. And what I'd like to do is hold up on selling this until we can get a proposal from them to see exactly what this might look like. And then if it's something that the board so desires not to entertain, then we would then put it up on the market from that point.
Okay, Trustee Horn, do you have some comments on this as well? I know you have, you've been working on this as well.
Well, I just recently heard that possibly their thoughts might be to do something like the tiny house type thing in partnership maybe with the Fred Reeser Group. And if that would be the case, I would, you know, I just think that would be, well, matter of fact, I know it would be, to put, try to put tiny houses on that property, or whatever the case may be. I mean, certainly I'd have to know a lot more before I would, be in favor of approving something like that. Because number one, we have the residents down in the area to look after, and it being literally next door to as close and shared driveway and things with the property next door, I think that would be a terrible idea. Plus the fact the enormous amount of traffic we get up and down Harrisburg Pike. We don't have the roadways to really support the ongoing traffic there at all, really. I don't know. I think it would be a terrible idea. We have a huge amount of residents right in the area, that being the Brown Road or the, I can't think of the name, but I'll pan. But anyway, the amount of residents down there, I think it would be, if we're going to consider something to that nature, I think that's something we'd have to really look for a more suitable location to try to partner with somebody like that. That's just, to me, it's just out of the question, really. If that's what they have in mind.
Yeah,
I don't know what else, what other thing they would want to partner about the organization and that kind of thing. So that would be my thoughts on it. Now, whether you go ahead and list it tonight or not, I think we tentatively had the idea, Administrator Potts and myself and Laura, we wanted to try to move as quickly as possible the property to get it listed. Laura says it's going to really get everything in order probably at least 40 days or so, because we still have some of our things, possessions in the building that's going to have to be dealt with and things like that. So in the house itself, I can't see that property really been used for anything other than what it is. It could be easily residential, commercial, and we had discussed, which I think may be a price that someone would be willing to pay for it, around $219,000 to list it. Plus, it's got the residential garage there and things like that. So, really, that's where I'm at on it. Whether we move on it tonight to get it listed or not, but it's going to take some time to do that. And I'd like to move forward with it, to tell you the truth about it. So that's really where I'm at on it at the moment there.
Thank you, Trustee Horn. I'll just add my 2 cents on this, and then Trustee Blessman, I know you had an additional comment. I'll hand it over to you. But my 2 cents are, I think us having a tiny home project in the township and partnering with the foundation and other organizations is an outstanding idea. I think I noted that when we originally discussed it. I do think that there are probably other properties that do not have as high a value for us. That would probably be a better fit. And I know that there's always additional property coming through, especially when we have a lot of these lots that we could do new builds on that we're selling for $10,000 or $15,000. I think that's a great opportunity for us to make that level of investment. When we have a piece of property like this that, could be listed and sold for over $200,000, I think that is a better use for us to do that, and a better for the residents here, that we are recouping funds back into the township and being strategically smart with those funds. So I would agree with Trustee Horn on, trying to get this listed as quickly as possible, and then continue to look for other properties for tiny homes in the property in the township, because that is a project that I do support and think is a great idea.
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Mr. Chairman,
Go ahead.
I agree with you in that area. And what I'm requesting is that we not list it for at least another 2 weeks so that we can hear whether could we potentially sell this, lease this, what does it look like? And without the with the absence of Chief Smith, I would ask that we not put this on another 2 weeks. Should not make that big of a difference in selling it, because I would like to hear from all sides what opportunity would it be sold, or would the county and the other agency be interested in either one, leasing it, or two, buying it?
Now we're going to be landing.
Thank you. I'm okay waiting on another 2 weeks. Laura, did that have any major impact on our ability to sell or any market fluctuations that you think, what does that look like if we wait 2 weeks? What kind of impact does that have?
Wait 2 weeks, but why we're doing that in the interim, I asked that we get the inventory needed at the property, the township work on the inventory that's needed to dissolve of the items that are currently in there, and that the police department gets any active ammo out of there and anything else that could be harmful. We could use the time to kind of catch up with the stuff inside. It needs a full inventory. Mark would know more about that. I know he needs time to do that. But we use that time productively in the 2 weeks to research, whether it's Southeast Mental or Mount Carmel or we could use the time productively, but let's not wait any longer, because the market right now is, the real estate market's on fire.
I would agree with that, we wouldn't really be wasting any time, because we needed the time to empty it out anyways.
Trustee, this is Ralph here. I believe we may have already made a resolution to put that on the market here a while back. We might want to check into that and see, but as memory serves me, I think we have made a decision to go ahead and to try to sell it as is. Am I correct on that or not, Laura?
Robin, do you have any notes on that?
I would have to review back in the notes and in the minutes. I know there was discussion. I'm just not sure if there was any action taken by the board.
Okay.
I'm not either, but it seems to me there was. I'm not 100% sure on it, Robin. I think we do need to check that out before next discussion on it, okay?
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may make a motion.
Go for it.
I'd like to make a motion that we hold off 2 weeks to give ample time for each department to empty out any belongings or said belongings in the White House, including the outer garage, in preparation for putting this on the market. Meanwhile, if there is a resolution to list it, this motion is to hold off for a 2 week period. If there's no further discussion, then I would ask for a second.
There's one thing that I would like to interject. We have already, myself and Mr. Potts have already made requests to the various people to get their stuff out there. Now, has even been anybody over there to check to see if they've got any stuff in there that belongs to them? I know we've had a lot of pushback on that. And I want to make that known tonight. We need to move on that aspect of it. So what I'm saying here is this. I need Mr. Potts and myself to have some support from the department to get over there, get checked out, see what they want. And this thing of saying, hey, I don't want nothing, just do whatever you want to. There's things there that need to be done. So I want some cooperation from the department and support of the trustees to say, guys, get your butts over there and see, because there is things that's been discovered there. An example was that live ammunition thing. We're not going to touch that. That's up to the police department to go and recover stuff like that. So there's been some pushback for that. And I and Administrator Potts, we need support on that. You guys need to help us say, get over there. Okay?
If I could, there's a motion on the floor.
Uh-uh. We need to.
Excuse me, can I interrupt for a moment? I have the resolution on the house.
Go ahead.
It was 2019, it's number 235. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, allow the road superintendent to remove and eliminate all of the old furniture, equipment, computers, phones, etc. from 1963 Harrisburg Pike. It was not to sell, it was just to move things out.
And that was in October.
Yes.
Okay.
October 21.
I knew there was a resolution, but I didn't know what it entailed.
Can we finish out this portion before we get out of order, Mr. Chairman?
I don't know if we're out of order. I think we're done some discussion that we need to do, really.
But the motion covers that.
So my understanding is that the resolution is in effect, it's not to sell, so we don't have to worry about that. The motion that you're making, John, is to... pretty much order each of the department heads to like get their stuff out of that property within the next 2 weeks. Is that correct?
That's incorrect, sir. I was going to make two. I'm making a motion to postpone or to hold up on listing this property for 2 weeks. Then I'd like to make a resolution after that stating what needs to come out of there. So I'd like to do the motion first if I could, sir.
Let me just confer with our fiscal officer to make sure that those resolutions would be something that she would sign off on.
Well, one would be a motion. The other one would be a resolution.
The resolution's already in place.
Okay. I don't know if we'll need to make up. It sounds like there's a resolution on the book already, so we may not need to do that.
Sir, what I'm making a motion on is that we are not going to list it tonight. We're going to come back and visit this in 2 weeks. And I'm trying to get that passed. Then we can move to everything else that's inside and et cetera and getting it out. So what I don't want to do is muddy the waters. I'm trying to clean one up first, and then we can go to the second one.
Got it. Could you restate the motion?
I'd like to make a be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board visits, holds off on listing the property at, what's the address?
What is it?
1963
Harrisburg Pike. To list one for sale. And if there's any other questions, I'd like a second.
2 weeks off. So, John, are you saying 2 weeks? Or
2 weeks.
2 weeks or no 2 weeks? I have to have the right language.
Too many people talking. I didn't catch that.
You changed it from your initial thing.
Again, you and Ari over-talked each other.
Okay. I'm just waiting.
Please repeat the resolution.
It's not a resolution, it's a motion.
All right, please repeat.
A motion, I'm asking for a motion to postpone the for sale of property, what is the address?
1963 Harrisburg Pike.
1963 Harrisburg Pike for the time frame of 2 weeks. Period. Stop.
Okay, so there's a motion on the table. I will second that motion. Any discussion? I'll ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Just to clarify, Mr. Chair, Chairman, that is a motion, not a resolution. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Yes, Robin.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if it pleases the board, I'd like to make a resolution number... What's our last number?
130.
So 131 is the next one.
131?
Yes.
Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board enters into an agreement with all departments to remove all assets from each department from 1963 Harrisburg Pike, effective immediately.
But that's the
same. And if I could get a second.
Could we give them a time limit
not to exceed 12 working days, or that would be too many. Not to exceed 12 days.
Okay, I'll second that. Is there any discussion?
All right, this is Jim. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, as Mary read the resolution that was already on the book stating that the road superintendent was to get everything out of there, my question is, the road department has nothing at 1963 Harrisburg Pike. My question is, where are we supposed to take it? We do not have any room to store anything in any of our buildings. So, I mean, we're being asked to move things that I have no idea what to do with them.
Well, Jim, first of all, thank you for joining this call. You're supposed to be off today. The thing that I want to, this just my understanding of this resolution is that it authorizes, if you guys don't have anything over there, the other departments are responsible for their stuff, and it's the business days that John mentioned, like, it is their responsibility to get that stuff out of there and either put it in their offices or to deal with it as needed.
Okay. I was just reflecting back on how the resolution was read, that we were supposed to get everything out of there. We just don't have any place to take it, like the furniture and everything that's in that garage. I don't have any place. I'm out of space to store anything in any of our garages.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yeah.
Mr. Stevens, thank you so much for that comment. And one of the reasons I stated the resolution as said is for the mere purpose that you guys don't have the time to be moving that stuff. So each department has had ample time to be able to go in and get the things that they need. Secondly, we passed a resolution to determine that the board finds that the equipment no longer in use or value. We've already done that. Those articles can be taken to the dump or whatever it can be done with it. We devalued it in its use. So we've already got a resolution on that.
No.
So it can basically be thrown away.
Okay.
Chairman Alex, may I speak? This is Mary. We cannot just throw things away. There has to be these are all township property. If there's anything personal there, it should have been gone. But the rest, I assume, is township property. So we can't throw them away. They'd have to be cataloged. We have to follow particular rules for disposal.
The resolution that we originally did, Mr. Chairman, we originally had that list of articles that we've already deemed less value that we no longer needed. We've already went through those steps some time ago.
There's also items in the garage.
That is correct. And we also went through those articles. I believe Chief had a list and read off a list, and we passed a resolution to deem them no longer needed and of no value. And we even said that they could donate it, but no action had been taken in some time.
I do not see a resolution to that effect. I just looked back to 2018. I see no resolution.
So,
do you have a resolution?
think what happened was that the chief created a list of stuff, and then I think at the time the previous fiscal officer told us that she would not make a resolution for that, and that it was tabled at the moment. But there was a list of inventory that was taking place.
I would not sign off on this resolution because I think it needs further research and some coordination on how it will be disposed.
There are some things, like some of the old printers that are over there that Mr. Potts and I had spoke about that we could possibly put on gov deals and get rid of them that way.
Once again, we would need a place to store the stuff while we do that.
Got anything in your garage?
I didn't hear that.
So the resolution that John read doesn't actually talk about disposing of anything. It just says about getting it out of that property for the time being. I think that that's something that we can evaluate. I think that there's space in either the police department or the other departments that have space for that. None of that stuff is gross. Roadster shouldn't have to worry about that. That's my understanding. But this is just asking the department that still has stuff over there to remove those items from that property and to another space that they have access to.
These are items that are very heavy, and they will require probably professional help. There's furniture over there.
All right. Well, so I think. Hearing all of this, I think that, we're 45 minutes into this meeting, we still have a lot of agenda items. There clearly needs to be some further discussion and fleshed out on all of this stuff. What I would like to do is just, table this just to the next meeting, let the department heads come up with a plan that we can vote on and take action on immediately, knowing the urgency on this, so that we can move on with the other important items that we have to do in the township.
And meanwhile, if department heads can start, even if they can move stuff, so be it.
Yep.
I can get with Chief Smith and go over there sometime and start putting together a list and an idea of what we can do.
Yes, okay. If I may, Chairman Alex, just interject a little something there. It's been an issue, really, for Administrator Potts, he don't know which way to move or what to do. Now, here's he and I talked, and I think it would be kind of beneficial to everyone if we could take a couple of people and go over there. What I had planned to do was ask Chief Smith if he would help assist, and also maybe give us Lieutenant Ratliff and maybe Mark and Lieutenant Ratliff and myself, and if possible Jim Stevens could assist us a little bit in trying to get an accurate inventory on that. Take my day and go and help inventory the thing and so on and so forth, so we know. Right now, Mr. Potts has totally got his hands tied there. He has no idea which way to go with this thing. So I think if we need the inventory, we can take a day of inventory and trash out. And there's a lot of things, Jim Stevens, that's in the garage there that is simply, and in the office as well, that need trashed. And you're aware of that as well as me. And also, if need be, maybe we could, given the fact that Jim Stevens is very low on help right now, he has literally a skeleton crew right now. And if need be, when the time comes to get everything moved out and everything, if we spend $300 or $400 with some, get some mover to help us move this stuff out. And, there's enough people looking for things to sell back and forth to make a dollar get a lot of that stuff. So that was kind of the plan that I had in mind, to ask if we could do that. And as it is right now, Mr. Potts has no way to know or to do anything. I mean, it's just done. And I think, and I'd already started to ask, I think, I don't know if Lieutenant Ratliff's going to be available. He's into some things next week, as I recall. And maybe the following week, we could take a day, Mark and I and whoever else we can get, Jim, Chief Welch, whoever. But the big thing is I want somebody to go and get that ammunition and stuff like that out of there immediately. I mean, even tomorrow would be fine with me on that.
So if you don't mind,
that was kind of the plan that I had in the back of my mind, and I was going to discuss a bit more with Mr. Box.
So, if you don't mind, Mr. Warren, I think three people planning a move of this property that aren't in the day-to-day situation is just bogging things down. We have paid staff. I think the intent of the board is clear that we want that building empty, that we need to be inventoried. We need to do this by the book so that we can have resolutions for those items so that we can either dispose of them, donate them, or sell them. But we want this thing done. I think that there's agreement on the board from this. I think it is on the department head and Administrator Pott to make this happen in the next 2 weeks. I think that they have clear direction, and we've all three said the very similar thing. I don't think we need to debate the finite information here. I think that there is the will and the intent of the board to do this, and I would expect our department heads to move based on that, if that's okay with the rest of the board.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, great. Laura Esselon, do you have anything else to add?
No, I just need some paperwork to sign. I'm all done. Thanks, everyone, for their time.
Hang on one second. Can you keep her on?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, since Laura is changing to her own agency, if I remember correctly, we have a resolution that reads in title of who we're doing business with. Would we need to make a new resolution and a new deal or contract with Laura?
That's a question I'm going to defer over to our fiscal officer.
What is that?
So basically, we have an agreement, and it's a pay schedule, and a pay fee schedule, and it was under when she was with the past real estate company. Now she's forming her own. We would need to do a new contract so that we are operating under her own agency.
Just amend the resolution.
We will amend the resolution for the name change.
That is correct, that we would need to do something and bring it to the board. I don't know if we can do it today or not, but we would need the board to see exactly what the original agreement is and then amend the resolution to change the name from one agency to the new agency.
I think if we can get that resolution at the next meeting, we could update that at that point, if that works. We can pull the previous resolution.
This time, the terms and conditions
Remax
will remain the same.
It just
says...
Okay.
Thank you.
The resolution does not say Remax, so I don't think there needs to be a change.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Moving on to the next thing. I don't know if the Chief Smith Police Department has joined. Administrator Potts, do you know if he's joined?
He is not. They're still out, so I think we can pass on fire's section.
Great. We'll move to the fire department with Chief Welch.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, can you hear me fine?
Yes, go ahead.
This came up unexpected as of yesterday. Mario D'Amico, he put a resignation letter in effective July. His last shift would be July 6th. For the fiscal department, that'd be July 7th. So like to request a motion for us to accept Mario D'Amico's resignation.
I'll move. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, this brings up a manpower issue. Like we mentioned before, in a special meeting and meetings past, there's no plan to replace this firefighter as of now. I've also been working with Mark about getting some information from the county auditor. I want to defer to him for that work.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Mr. Chairman, that is in regards to the proper way to if you're going to consider a levy, you have to request to the county auditor's office specific language where you would present, for example, a millage amount and ask how much money that would bring in. That has been done. Let me find it here. We've got a resolution declaring the necessity for levying a tax exceeding 10-mil limitation and requesting the county auditor provide certain information pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.03B. And in that resolution, what we're going to be asking the county auditor, pursuant to Section 5705.03 of the ORC, to certify Franklin Township Board of Trustees the total current tax valuation of Franklin Township and the unincorporated areas only, and the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated by the following levies: a 5.89 mil replacement levy, a 5.89 mil renewal levy with a 1.1 mil increase to constitute a 7 mil. Option C, 5.89 mil renewal levy with a 2.11 mil increase to constitute a tax of 8 mils. A 5.89 mil renewal levy with a 3.96 mil increase to constitute a tax of 9.85 mils, and a 5.89 mil renewal levy with a 7.11 mil increase to constitute a tax of 13 mils. So what they'll do is once we've provided this resolution to them, the county auditor's office will report back how much each of those millage amounts would generate for the fire district. And that's what
and, this resolution. To be absolutely clear, this is not a resolution putting anything on the ballot or making a decision. This is just asking the county to give us all this information so that we can have conversations with the residents and then make a decision moving forward. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, with that, I would like to... Do we have a resolution number for this? I believe we do.
132. 2020-132.
Thank you, Robin. I'll move this resolution. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, a quick discussion.
Yes.
On this is what we're talking about is, for the people that are listening,
moving the stuff
we have a time levy that is coming due. So, obviously, we would need to renew it. So, I would second that.
Okay, there's a resolution on the table in a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. Okay, Chief Welch, what else do you have?
That is all I have for now.
Okay. We'll move over to the road department. Jim Stevens, hope you're feeling better. What do you have for us today?
But the only thing that I really have, and I didn't have anything on the agenda, I just wanted everybody to know that we have received our new piece of equipment, the JetterVac, and we have had it out in the township and started using it. It's going to be an extremely helpful piece of equipment. It's working great. We went through a four-hour training class on it last Thursday. We look forward to getting out there. We're just trying to do the best we can with what we've got at this time.
Great. Thank you. Okay, moving on to next item. I'm going to start with a resolution regarding the Ohio Coronavirus Relief Distribution Fund. I mentioned this at the last meeting. It has yet to pass the Senate.
It is now passed the state senate, and the governor has signed this into law. We are required to pass a resolution in order to receive the distribution and disbursement of funds from the federal government to support our township. This resolution just authorizes us to accept that money. So I could get a... do we have a resolution number for this already? I think we do.
122.
That's 133.
I mean, 133.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
133.
That's a lot of help. All right, so I'll move that we pass resolution 133 for the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act fund. This is pursuant to House Bill 481 of the 133rd General Assembly. Mm-hmm. Can I ask for a second, please?
Right. You're okay.
I will second.
We just have to make sure.
I will second, okay. Thanks, Trustee. Any discussion?
Yes, the number. Wait, the number is 122. It was formally set up. I read it off of my paper.
That's okay. Resolution 122 for that minute. Okay, there's a motion and a second. Here we go for the discussion. I will call for a roll call, please.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
John.
Yes. Ralph.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, the other thing I have, so this is a follow-up of a few meetings ago. We discussed and created a road district. This is something that Administrator Cox started when he first came on board a year ago, and we just missed the deadline to do it. This is something we can only do once a year in a certain time window. I don't know that... our road crew does not have a dedicated levy stream, and they've operated exceptionally well with the limited revenue that they've had available to them. This is allows us to collect some of the inside millage that is available to fund that department. It repaves our roads. It could do anything from putting in sidewalks in select areas or streetlights in certain areas, working on any of the issues that the road department has. What this does is it stabilizes our road department probably, hopefully for the next decade, and I think it would be a huge advantage to our residents. They would immediately see the impact in a year from now when this becomes available. And this is also something that almost every other township in Ohio has utilized, and so I want to thank Administrator Potts for both finding this, and this was something that we weren't using at our township, and also doing the due diligence to create the district. So what this does is this creates a sends a request to the county so that they can authorize the inside millage for our road district. And so with that, I would like to move this resolution to pass, and I wonder if I'd like to ask for a second.
Can we have a discussion, please?
Sure thing. Go ahead.
Okay, so everything that you mentioned it sounds really great, and I've been trying to toss and turn over this. The one thing that we have not said, that what we're doing is we're passing a resolution that is going to tax the taxpayers or the residents of $75, I believe it is, per $100,000 home for life. Then come this November, we're going to try to renew the fire levy. Then we still have a renew the time levy for the police. I am concerned that we are overtaxing and putting a burden on the taxpayers, and I would love to hear from the... Unfortunately, we're not in a meeting where we can ask the people, because I am basically voting for the residents, and I need to do that vote efficiently, as well as can the people afford that? Now, when I say that, Kim, it is great that we will be able to put more infrastructure into our community with lights, better roads, and et cetera. I thought someone was trying to talk, so I shut up.
No, you got the floor. There's another comment. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not trying to advocate against it. I think it would be great for our township to be able to have this. We've never had this before. But my concern is that, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, as a elected official for the people of Franklin Township, when we put the renewal levies and we put other things that we think is going to be a asset for the township, such as the township-wide levy, the people overwhelmingly spoke and said, no, we don't want to, I wouldn't say overwhelmingly, I mean, they spoke and said, no, we don't want to do this. And the same with Valley View, no, this is going to be a hardship on us. So are we creating a hardship on the residents without us? I mean, I know we need to do this quickly, but we really have not had discussions with the public to say that we're going to impose this on you. And I'm open to hear both sides of this, sir, and that finish.
Trustee Horn, do you have any discussion?
Well, I know, you know, this, that neighborhoods are sadly in need of help that they have not ever had. And for what reason the past administration, going back for many, many years, has never really, what I would really consider, try to make any significant improvements in our neighborhoods. And I will say this, where you live and the value of your property, and if you're looking to leave your grandchildren something for the future, they don't want a house that's falling down. They don't want a street that's crumbling. They don't want this. They don't want that. And from a standpoint, I mean, in the 25 or so years that I've advocated for Franklin Township, there's a lot of things that I've heard, such as I'd like to have a few lights in our neighborhood. It'd be nice to have some sidewalks and things of that nature in areas that are, you know, really you can't walk down any of our heavily traveled township roads and things of that nature with any amount of safety or anything of that nature. And, I don't disagree with Trustee Fleshman. I don't want to see any tax raise. I mean, that's just a simple fact of the matter. But I guess you kind of get down to a situation do we want a decent neighborhood or not? And, I guess other services, you know, you could chew around on it all the time, how much fire service you want and all this, that, and the other, and things like that. But there's one thing for sure, when you walk out your front door and one of your little children have no place to walk down the street to go to the neighbor's house or something like that, I don't know. I mean, it's not an enormous amount of money that we're talking about. I think it's, what is that, like 70 bucks a year or something like that, that we're talking about? Am I correct on that, Mr. Potts?
Mark, can you share those numbers again?
Yeah, it would bring in, the estimates that were provided by the county auditor's office was right around $386,000 this would bring in. Let me find that email. As with current tax rates, it would be $386,000 approximately. And that would currently equal according to the county auditor's office, to roughly around $77 per $100,000 of value.
Yeah, and given the fact any new or any valuation of less than $100,000, of course your tax cost is going to come down, obviously. So my, you know, and advocating for the neighborhoods, that's what I'm about. I want to make sure we got clean and as safe as possible neighborhoods as we have. Because where we live and, you know, the activities are family and personal things. I don't know. It sure feels good if you can bring one of your friends or relatives or even a group of people in to visit you and you have a clean and decent neighborhood to live in. So, having said that, you know, maybe somebody will get angry at me about it or not, but I feel for the long haul and for the future of the Franklin Township, I think it will bring an extremely large amount of pride into our neighborhood. And pride is what we've been lacking for a long time in Franklin Township. So I would have to...
Trustee Horton, would you second that?
Yes, I would second that, yes.
Okay, so there is a resolution and a second on the table. Is there any further discussion?
Resolution number 121. 121.
Thank you. Thank you. Hearing that, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
No, with a quick comment. I believe everything Mr. Horn has said is great. I just think the timing is wrong for this.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Great. That's all I have. Trustee Fleshman, you're next on the agenda.
I really don't have anything on the agenda at this point. I don't have nothing to report. We have not had our Hart Road Block Watch or some of the other block watches that I like to attend. Other than that, the sewers, from what I understand, if you are waiting, they are getting to you eventually. I know they're working in different areas. Robin, do you know if they're in your area? I think they're supposed to be in your area working now. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, they've done several of the homes. So they are in money back.
Yeah, and then next, I believe they're going to be coming on the on the south side of the freeway of 70 over to Lowell Drive in El Paso and in that area next. So we should see something in my neighborhood within the next 3 or 4 weeks or something of that nature. I haven't got an update. But other than that, that's pretty much all I have.
Great. Thank you. Trustee Horton?
Nothing new.
Okay. Fiscal Officer Reinhart.
You're not going to believe it. I don't have anything either.
All right. Administrator Potts.
Sorry. Yes. Only thing I have to add is, I'm trying to look for it here. Want to remind everyone, we had one today, but there is a pop-up testing site for COVID testing, and it's fairly close to the township. It was today from 8 to 1. It'll be tomorrow from 8 to 1 also at the Ohio Department of Public Safety, 1970 West Broad Street, right there on the hilltop. So that is, just wanted to pass that along to everyone. If you're interested in going and being tested, anyone is eligible for the test. There's no appointment necessary.
Great. Administrator Potts, do you have any questions come in that we need to address?
No questions came through email or Facebook. We had one comment on the Zoom group chat that came from an individual named Tate. It said, yes, sidewalks and streetlights would be much appreciated.
Okay, well, hearing nothing else for the good of the order, that concludes this meeting. I hope everyone has a great evening. This meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Woohoo!